glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
How many times have you read, heard, or thought about the biblical account of David, the young shepherd boy, slaying the giant Philistine warrior Goliath? This biblical account of what happened on the battlefield between the Israelites and the Philistines is today the anchor illustration used when the underdog meets the indomitable foe. It is far more than a story to be told. It is a historical meeting between a man of faith and a godless man. Join us today as we share our message based upon what happened the day David faced the giant Goliath.
I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. Maker of heaven and earth, a thousand may fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, but my help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. Maker of heaven and earth, He will not allow my foot to be moved. He who keeps me will not slumber. For the Lord who made the heavens and earth will be my strength forever. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. Maker of heaven and earth.
David should not have been on the battlefield. He had never been trained. He had not come to fight a battle to join the army of God. He had been sent with food and supplies for his brothers who were serving in the forces of Israel. He was to report back to his father how the battle was going and if his brothers were well. But we know that Jehovah had other plans for this untrained young shepherd boy. God separated David from among his brothers and all the rest of the Israelite army that day. For 40 days, the two armies camped face to face. No one had engaged in the battle. The Philistine champion Goliath came out every day and challenged any soldier in the Israelite camp to fight him, and no one took him up on that offer. None of David's brothers would fight him. He was too large. He was too strong. Not a single soldier took the challenge. They believed him to be an undefeatable giant. But then David heard his enemy defy the army of God and defy the God of his fathers. Immediately, without hesitation, David said he would fight Goliath. When the king heard this, that there was someone in the camp who was willing to fight for Israel and for God, he summoned him. But David did not appear to be anyone who had a prayer of a chance of winning for Israel. And you see, if David lost the battle, all Israel would be slaves to the Philistines. But David convinced Saul that he would win. He had killed the bears and the lions when they came for his father's sheep. He would do the same to Goliath. We know the rest of the story. David won. He used his sling and a smooth stone to bring the giant down to the ground. Then he took Goliath's life with his own sword. The difference between David and Saul's army was faith. The soldiers did not have the faith to fight for God. They feared the enemy, Fear led them to run from the giant. Fear kept them from doing what they had been called to do as a soldier. They had suited up in their battle garments. They had made the journey to the battlefield, but they were not willing to fight with this godless man who cursed Jehovah. David, on the other hand, had not come dressed in a soldier's armor. Fact is, he could not use armor because he had never been trained to use it. He didn't need it. He came with something far more protective and powerful. He came with a faith that made him fearless. He took Goliath and told him that he faced him not with a sword or a spear, but he came in the name of the Lord. Jesus said to his disciples when they had failed to bestow the blessing of healing on a man's son, "If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." That day, like the army of Israel, the Lord's disciples had too little of faith. I wanted to share this lesson from this grand old story we far too often save only for the children. The lesson is far too valuable to not share with everyone. It is the definition of a winning faith. Faith is to place one's trust in God. It is much more than simply believing in the existence of God as a Heavenly Father. It extends beyond the acceptance of the Father's love and His amazing grace. It is to place one's faith in His greatness and in His power so that we can face our enemy. We all have a common enemy. Satan stands against us all. He defies our Heavenly Father. He accuses Him of being unfair, uncaring, selfish, and unjust. Satan used his lies to deceive Eve into mistrusting God. He told her things about God that were untrue. She knew God, but Satan lured her into a web by giving her hope in something else. The forbidden fruit would make her wise. He said she would know things she did not know. She would be like God if she ate that fruit. Satan painted her a picture of God that mistreated her and kept things from her. But the Heavenly Father had not done so. He had created her and Adam in His image and gave them everything they needed. He protected them from the hurt and the pain that evil would bring into their lives. Satan, on the other hand, laid evil out as something good and desirable. To have a real faith is to surrender our lives under God's will and accept Him as our Lord. It is to believe in His holiness and His righteousness. It is to let that faith move us to be and to do what He wills. The young shepherd boy had great faith in God. He knew God would give him the victory. He knew the power of God and how God would empower him in his fight against the enemy. May our faith be like that today. God will empower us to defeat Satan as he attacks us with all of his temptations. The Apostle Paul wrote, "We are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." I hope you have a winning faith.
Some may trust in horses, some may trust in chariots, but we will trust in the name of our God. Some may trust in horses, some may trust in chariots, but we will trust in the name of our God. Some may trust in horses, some may trust in chariots, but we will trust in the name of our God. Some may trust in horses, some may trust in chariots, but we will trust in the name of our God. In the name of Jesus, our salvation lies. He will hear from heaven to answer every cry. Some may trust in horses, some may trust in chariots, but we will trust
in the name of our God. Some may trust in horses, some may trust in chariots, but we will trust in the name of our God. By the blood of Jesus, sins are washed away. Sing for joy to God, our strength, His banner we will wave. Some may trust in horses, some may trust in chariots, but we will trust in the name of our God. Some may trust in horses, some may trust in chariots, but we will trust in the name of our God. We will trust in Him.
We trust you, Father.
We will trust in Him.
We trust you, Jesus.
We will trust in Him.
We trust you, Holy Spirit.
We will trust in Him.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.